This is VOA News. VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Haitian authorities on Sunday arrested at least 23 people, including a Supreme Court judge, for their role in an alleged plot to oust President Jovenel Moïse. The arrests come after leading opposition figures this week announced a plan to replace Moïse with a new head of state, accusing the president of being authoritarian and presiding over economic chaos in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Earlier on Sunday, anti-government demonstrators in the capital clashed with police, who responded with tear gas. There were also street protests against Moïse in some other towns. The dispute over when the president's term ends stems from Moïse's original election. He was voted into office in a poll later canceled on grounds of fraud. He was then elected again a year later in 2016. Voting to elect deputies, senators, mayors, and local officials should have been held in 2018, but the election was delayed, triggering a power vacuum in which Moïse says he's entitled to stay for another year. The United States on Friday accepted the president's claim to power, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying Washington has urged, quote, free and fair legislative elections so that Parliament may resume its rightful role. The Biden administration said Saturday it's suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras as part of a bid to undo his Republican predecessor's hardline immigration policies. The so-called Safe Third Country agreements signed in 2019 forced asylum seekers from the region to first seek refuge elsewhere before applying in the United States. The moves came after Biden unveiled a host of measures last week aimed at revamping the U.S. immigration system. VOA News. U.S. President Biden says he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in the 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from. But when asked whether the United States would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations, Biden replied simply, no. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on state TV that if the United States wants, quote, Iran to return to its commitments, the U.S. must lift all sanctions in practice. Then we will do verification and see if the sanctions were lifted correctly, and then we will return to our commitments, unquote. And that again is the Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei speaking on state TV. The pact had allowed Iran to enrich uranium at a 3.67% concentration level, but since mid-2019, after the U.S. withdrew from the pact, Iran has pushed enrichment levels back up to 20%. That's a level it had achieved before the accord. Experts say Tehran now has enough low-enriched uranium stockpiled for at least two nuclear weapons. But Iranian officials, to the long skepticism of Western governments, has long maintained that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. The European Union's top diplomat on Sunday said Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats from Poland, Germany, and Sweden during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia, quote, did not want to seize this opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. Borrell's trip, which ended on Saturday, has been a controversial journey that divided the EU's 27 member states. France and Germany want dialogue with the Kremlin, while other countries in the EU want to take a harder line against Russia. Indian officials say more than 140 people are missing and feared dead after a large piece of a Himalayan glacier in northern India broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday, causing a flood that forced the evacuation of downstream villages. Authorities say at least nine bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.